Couple of measures relating to education this week, Senator. One of those is your move that would add some what are called recovery charter high schools, at least one in Kansas City.
Yes, we had that on the floor of the Senate for, I think, three and a half hours. It was in a filibuster. It was clear that there were some things that probably could be changed to make it better, so we laid the bill over. I think the intention is to go back to that bill. It won't be today, but as soon as possible, once we get some things worked out, a couple of changes made to the bill. But it would help to address education in the realm of youth addiction to drugs, alcohol. It's been done in 20 other states successfully, and about 42 of these schools exist across the country where students who have suffered addiction and who are ready to get out of that lifestyle and have entered recovery can be assigned or can, I guess, sign up for one of these recovery high schools, and they can finish their education, get their college degree, hopefully start a brand new direction in life. Part of that is that you move them to an offsite, to another building, where they're not in close proximity to the ones who sold them drugs, talked them into using drugs, who might continue to try to drag them back into drugs, but they're with a different set of friends who are all trying to recover, trying to overcome addictions, as well as with staff, teachers, and administrative staff, all who have some understanding of that addictive behavior and how you overcome it, and who are working with them every day that they're in school. And it holds great promise. This would be a pilot project. It would be in the Kansas City area. It would be open to both Missouri and Kansas students with certain restrictions, but it would be an opportunity for us to address this opioid crisis as well as just a youth crisis that we're facing in Missouri and across the state. I think there's a lot of support for it. I think the education establishment still is determined to stop anything that might challenge their jurisdiction. This really doesn't because it's a charter school, but we haven't seen one open. I mean, any public school in the areas where charters are authorized could open a school like this and could set it up and could operate it as the sponsor of that charter, but they haven't done that. We've seen a couple of district-sponsored charter schools. One of them, I think, has since been closed, and the other one is still operating, but it isn't designed for young people who are recovering from addictions. It's just designed to be free of some of the restrictions that might be hurting education in the traditional schools. So we really haven't done this in Missouri, and I think it has, well, I shouldn't say that. I think Springfield had a private school that attempted it, but their student body was so small that they fiscally they just couldn't survive, so they've recently closed. A lot of work has been done, a lot of effort has been put into trying to arrange how this would be done and where it would be done, and I just think it's a great thing that we can do to try to encourage some of our youth who really need that support and to provide them with the kind of education that prepares them for success. I think we'll be back to it. I think that the support is there. I think if we can address any objections that are up, if they're just purely from a standpoint of the superintendents don't want it or the school board association doesn't want it, I think we can overcome that, convince enough senators that this is the right thing to do.
Along similar lines, another bill heard in this case in the Education Committee, and that one again is the ESA bill.
Yes, if we could pass that, we would, I think, address a lot of the education issues. When we look across the state, and one of the things that was brought up on the floor in the filibuster against the recovery charter school, the contrast between what people perceive sometimes in the Senate and outside the Senate, that charter schools have exceptional enrollment, that the public schools, quote, have to educate every student. And I tried to call that into question because one of the things that we know, in fact, we heard this in the testimony about the education savings account, the ESA bill, that there are schools across Missouri, at least four were listed by name, where not a single student in that entire student body is reading and doing math at grade level. We have schools in the Springfield district, which is not far from the district that I serve, that are failing by DESE standards. And yet we continue to operate those schools and claim we're educating every student. And we're not educating students that are not doing math and reading, and we're not educating students that are in failing districts. And to say, well, that's the difference, is we have to educate everyone and they don't, is a complete misunderstanding, because in a charter world, those schools would probably be closed right now. They would not be allowed to operate because they wouldn't be educating the students that had been assigned to them or had chosen, in the case of the charters, who had chosen to go there in the public school, in the traditional school system, they've been assigned there and they have no choices. I would love to see us give give more choices. I think an ESA is the best avenue, the cleanest way to provide an education to Missouri students whose parents feel like they're not getting that education now. And it gives them the choice to go somewhere else that is more aligned with their child's need or more appropriate in terms of the student body. Whatever their reasons are, it would give them that choice. The money would follow the student, and the parents could direct that to the educational environment that satisfied them, their values, their goals in the education of their children, their hopes for their future, and whatever place they felt like would suit them the best.